Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College football playoff rankings are out. A little bit of outrage. A little bit. Mostly coming from everyone not named Notre Dame. Notre Dame's loving it. They are clearly, Pearl, being favored over Miami, as we knew, even though Miami beat them head-to-head. But they also remain kind of staunchly in that 9 spot. Looks like they're pretty locked in.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I can't see them leaving Notre Dame with 2 losses out of it under any circumstance, no matter what the logic, tears, I don't want to hear any of it. Notre Dame, especially the way they're playing, rolling over these bad teams, I think Notre Dame's in.
I think that not only is Notre Dame in, I think there's a possibility. First, they have to beat Stanford, but you know, there's so many upset possibilities that are looming this weekend that it's possible Notre Dame actually moves up in the final rankings and gets a home game in the college football playoff, depending on what happens up above. So you got a few things on the table for you. EJ and his Hurricanes just hoping and praying. First, they got to beat Pitt on the road in a game that's supposed to be about 33 degrees at kickoff. So good luck with all that, with the South Florida teams going to play in really bad weather. And then you've got other really big games. Obviously, the not just for rivalry sake, but for college football playoff sake. The Iron Bowl, where Alabama, if they win, they could get into the SEC championship game. For Oregon playing Washington, if they win, maybe gets into the Big Ten title game, depending on what happens with Ohio State and Michigan. There's just a lot still. There's a lot of fun scenarios out there.
I feel like it's all kind of
depending on these upsets.
Yeah, yes. I kind of feel like it's all a letdown because these are all double-digit spreads we're talking about. I sense that you are a little more wide-eyed that there could be bigger upsets than you think, which there are at this time of year. But it does feel, I don't know, like how is you're telling me, and actually this one's not a double-digit spread. It's closer to a touchdown. How does Alabama drop this game to Auburn? Like, isn't Alabama playing for everything?
Pearl, did you not watch the kick six, one of the greatest moments in Iron Bowl history?
Yeah,
Alabama dropped
years
that
ago.
One. Whatever. Wow. It doesn't matter. I mean, the other part, too. Did anyone think that Ohio State was losing to Michigan last year? Of course you didn't.
But that didn't even affect the playoff field.
Well, ultimately, it did, because Ohio State would not have been in Ohio State should not have been in if this had been a 4-team playoff, but it was the first year of the 12-team playoff, and they go on to run the table. I just think that you have a lot of different things that are cooking this weekend, and maybe, no pun intended, because it's Thanksgiving, but none bigger than what's going to happen with Ole Miss, depending on whether this Lane Kiffin stuff and all of the possible distraction of him leaving, most likely leaving Ole Miss after the Egg Bowl, if either the team loses focus and drops a game, if the committee decides that they don't want to give Ole Miss a home game because Lane's not going to be there, there's just a lot in the stew.
I mean, if Ole Miss loses this game, they don't deserve to be in the field.
Yeah, you say that. I don't know if I can say that about a rivalry game. Yeah, you got a rivalry game with can you forgive an 18-year-old, 19-year-old? I know the quarterback from Ole Miss is actually 23. Trinidad Chambliss is like, should be a rookie in the NFL. But anyway, could you really not forgive a team for going through all the distractions they're going through and losing a game, you really think that should wipe away all the other great things that the team has done throughout the year?
Well, why would Ole Miss be the two-loss team that gets in over, I mean, I guess.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they would.
Why would they put them in over Vandy? Forget Lane. Even if Lane was staying, like, why would they have a better argument than Vandy or Texas, the other two-loss? I know Texas technically
has to win.
Two losses in the SEC. I don't know, like, what has Ole Miss done that's so impressive? I guess the win over Oklahoma. I just don't think, I mean, if they have two losses, I think I want to see Vandy just for the fun of it. I don't want to see a two-loss Ole Miss team.
Well, first, Vandy has to beat Tennessee.
Yeah, but that's not going to be enough, is what everyone's telling me. They're 14 now. Yeah, I'm kind of worried that everybody's cemented in the top 10, and we're not going to really get anybody breaking in, including the Miami Hurricanes.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Is there anyone on earth who still thinks that Lane Kiffin's staying? No one thinks that. You don't make an announcement after the game if you're staying.
Unless
that's
you're negotiating.
You got to do them before the game. That's the galvanizing thing. That's like the, I'm staying.
Yeah.
This is the Wolf of Wall Street. We're not leaving.
I mean, Les Miles basically did that before the SEC Championship game. Remember at LSU when he went to the press conference? He was like, I'll let you guys know, I'm staying here at LSU. I love this program. I'm not going to Michigan. Have a great day.
Do you think Lane does that?
Well, I don't know, but that was, you're talking about like a moment where that happened. Like, yeah. That happened, and LSU went on to win a national title. They won that SEC championship game. That was a very famous moment in Baton Rouge. That is the only time I've seen that happen, where the day of the game, someone announces they're staying, and they used it as a galvanizing moment.
I'd be surprised. I mean, listen, Lane seems to do things for maximum effect.
He loves drama, though.
Yeah, no,
he loves drama. He loves all this. And I think Pearl made a good point yesterday. Like, I think you're negotiating up until the end.
Yeah, there's a lot of money involved.
Yeah, all this money involved. I think you're going to give Ole Miss as much time as possible to give them as much money as possible.
To me, the biggest surprise would be Florida, because we have heard nothing except for the plane went to Florida a couple weeks ago. Like, they don't even seem like they're in this conversation for some reason.
Maybe they're lurking.
I mean, they could be lurking. I would love to, I always thought, wow, what if Texas came open? Lane would love that job too, but I don't see that happening in time for Lane to make any kind of move.
I was going to say, you're going to have to wait for the NFL coaching cycle then, and that's a February thing.
I still think that Sark, I'm not doubting that report at all, but I still think Sark at the end of the day would want to come back to Texas. The question is, will Texas want him back?
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. If you want to weigh in on the college football playoff rankings and also Lane Kiffin's future. All right, let's get to the great debate.
The Great Debate Series.
All right, guys. Thanksgiving Eve. What really is Thanksgiving? What kind of holiday is it?
Without football.
It's a classic holiday, right? Name another holiday where people generally are eating the exact same thing. It's pretty rare. I mean, you might be able to, fudge around the edges. Maybe you've got your own family holiday traditions or recipes. But think about it. We're all eating the same thing. It's a classic holiday, Pearl. So that's today.
It's Thanksgiving.
Right. But every other holiday, people freelance.
Does everyone
eat the same thing on Christmas? Does everyone eat the same thing on July 4th? There's a lot more elbow room. Thanksgiving, there's a menu.
Yeah, no, this is probably my second favorite holiday.
Okay, we'll get to that in a moment.
What's number one?
Halloween.
Well, hold on. Let's not get sidetracked here. So, for today, as Thanksgiving is a classic holiday, we all have this in common that we basically eat the same thing. We're going to do a classic great debate. Best side dish. Try to go outside the box here on this one. No one was really loving it. Go back to the original. Pearl, you start us off.
Well, to me, it seems kind of obvious, because I don't even know if this counts as a side dish, because it's so central to your Thanksgiving plate, but mashed potatoes. Because to me, the best thing is the way the mashed potatoes mixes with everything else. You get a little cranberry sauce in mashed potatoes, good. You get a little gravy on the mashed potatoes, or you put gravy, good. There's a little turkey with the mashed potatoes. It's the glue that holds the whole plate together. And I don't know why. When you mash a potato, it just becomes supremely better than any other form of potato, even French fries.
Wow, that's a hot take.
Whoa.
Yeah,
I disagree, love mashed potatoes. Yeah, my kids adore mashed potatoes. I could just pile them off. They're well done, lots of butter. The best.
All right. You know, mashed potatoes are fine. The problem is that they can be a little bland sometimes. So I'm going to go with the...
You know, we all know mashed potatoes, but...
Yeah. It's also kind of used as shorthand, like someone looks like mashed potatoes. They look lumpy, you know? It's kind of used as an insult. I'm going to go with the mashed potatoes cooler cousin, which is like a sweet potato pie.
Oh, where do you taste these sweet potatoes?
Oh, yeah. I'm not opposed to putting marshmallows on things that are not a dessert.
Yeah.
So give me the marshmallows.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato, butter, brown sugar, a little cinnamon. And what I love about it, Pearl, is because everything else on the plate is either savory or a little tart with the cranberry.
Sure.
This is the only sweet thing you have on the plate. And especially the next day when you're going for that sandwich, you need a little layer of sweetness. So sweet potato pie. EJ, best?
Now, I'm making mashed sweet potatoes. So.
Who is that?
Hey, so you doing? That was Rachel Ray.
Love it.
I mean, we're doing food, right? So you gotta have food.
Fantastic.
Type drops and sounds. So wait, you're doing sweet potato pie? Those are sweet potatoes.
Well, I want people to understand that I'm not just putting a sweet potato on the plate. It's got to be mixed up. It's got to be mashed up.
I think you could. I think sweet potato pie falls into the category. You could do a lot with it. It's a versatile thing. It's also very healthy.
It's like mashed sweet, not the way I make it.
A lot of antioxidants.
All right, so I'm doing something that's not healthy, but is damn delicious. And screw you if you say that this is not an actual Thanksgiving side, because it belongs on every Thanksgiving plate. I'm going with macaroni and cheese.
So now, macaroni and cheese.
I mean, come on. I mean, what are we doing here, right? I mean, who doesn't love macaroni noodles? Who doesn't love cheese? Who doesn't love milk? Who doesn't love butter? We love all those things. All those things that make America, America, right?
Love cheddar cheese.
So to me, this is a no-brainer. If I don't win this poll, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because macaroni and cheese, are you serious? Like, this is the Thanksgiving
question
side-ish.
For you. Breadcrumbs on top of the macaroni and cheese?
No, you don't need to do that.
Just questioning. Okay, Manny, go ahead.
Well, you and I have a problem. You and I have a problem because I am going to go with pies. I'm going with dessert.
Are we allowing that? This is
EJ allowed it. EJ allowed it. He overrules all of you guys.
I mean, he's the executive producer, but...
I mean, yeah, you don't eat the entire pie. You get a sliver of pie at the end of the night. Mm. Yes, that's part of the side. You can even get it with the dish. You go ahead and eat everything beforehand. Leave the pie off to the side. Sweet potato. Mm. You can go with pumpkin. You can go with apple. You can go with key lime. There's so many pies. It's just... Oh!
But do you eat it at the same time as the meal? I feel like you save dessert because everyone's so full, and then you eat it later.
I mean, if you're a savage like I am, you just go ahead and eat it right after you finish your first or second plate.
But don't even take a breath. Side dish. It's dessert.
Well, Manny's dessert always got to be different. All right, Peter Schwartz is in for Bogus today. Yes.
I saw one thing. Did you guys get in the Dan Orlovsky pie thing on X?
Dan's food takes are just
he has the worst.
Yeah, no, he's trolling with these.
I'm not. I'd rather take a guidance from Lucas than on food than Dan Orlovsky.
He knows sweets.
He shredded key lime pie for one, which is one of my favorites.
We served that at my wedding.
Yeah, it's amazing. Oh, that sounds great. Did your mom have a hand in that?
No.
Oh, she's
just
the best cook. But yeah, he shredded, and I think he said apple pie is bad or something insane.
Well, he's inebriated.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't take food takes from Orlovsky. Quarterback takes fine, not food.
I wouldn't even take quarterback cake takes from him.
I love the mashed potatoes. I love the mac and cheese, but my side dish is stuffing.
Yep.
It's traditional. I love it. I don't make it. My mother-in-law will make it. My wife will make it. But I like it because you could take a little piece of turkey, and you could put the stuffing on top of the turkey, make it like an hors d'oeuvre, or you could have a stuffing slider and put the stuffing in between two pieces of turkey and make it a slider.
Oh, that's good.
What I like
that's
to
inspired.
Do.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Box or home, like from
homemade.
Scratch?
Homemade.
Yeah, see, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with that. I think Stovetop stuffing, the brand, is as good as it can get. And I've made, I'm telling you, I'll die on this hill. I've made stuffing from scratch. I've done that. I've been that jabroni who puts together... Do you know how many ingredients are in stuffing?
I have no idea. I don't make it. I just like it.
I'm telling you, men on holidays and women on holidays, we're Brony? Living different lives.
Jabroni.
But there's 18 ingredients in stuffing. It's a lot of chopping. Takes forever. Meanwhile, Stovetop has already perfected this. They've done it. You can't get it any better.
What about the, and you cook it inside the turkey, right?
I just make the Stovetop stuffing on the stove.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
Now, what do you guys think about that?
Okay.
I don't care which way.
It's kind of gross a little bit.
It makes the degree of difficulty, I think, just a tad higher on the whole bird.
Should be.
You don't want to burn the stuff.
Theoretically, a little better because all the juices drip into it. That's the point, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know the difference, to be honest. Like, I'm fine with the pan-baked stuffing. But a Stovetop.
Oh, what? EJ, it's so good. We eat it.
No, it's decent. It's decent. Oh, it's just like mac. To me, it's just like boxed mac and cheese. Boxed mac and cheese is also decent.
Right.
Like, but you got to have the real baked stuff.
Ugh. But could you use the Stovetop stuffing, not tell anybody, and say that you made it?
Yes.
Could you fool people? Stovetop flavor is pretty
good.
We
did that with tiramisu. We had people over at the house.
Oh, you pretended.
And we know that they like tiramisu.
You're like, I slaved all day in the kitchen.
No, well, I didn't. And I did not expect my wife to because we were out all day. And like, I don't have time to make this. I'm like, well, let's just go to BJ's and go get a tiramisu there. It's really good at BJ's. And we served it up that night. Nobody asked any questions about it. Oh, great job with the tiramisu.
But hold on. If somebody complimented it, did you say... Thank you. It's like it's an old family recipe.
No, just say thank you. That's it.
And move it.
That's
keep it. Moving.
It's
moving.
Not really lying. Hell it's yeah, just Pete. Like, well, thank you. It's, yeah. you know, I
it's
appreciate
homemade.
It.
It's homemade. It was made in someone's home.
Yeah. Somebody factory. Made it. Some home factory, warehouse, kitchen, wow. mass kitchen,
the bakery at Costco or at BJ's. Hell yeah, Schwartz. I love that.
There you go.
You didn't feel like a fraud at all?
No, not at all.
There's nothing wrong with
because that. We know that the other couple that was over, she doesn't cook anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. But every time we had gone out to dinner, the dessert on their end was always tiramisu.
Name names.
No, I'm not naming names.
There's nothing wrong, by the way, in my opinion, of bringing something store-bought. I don't think there's a
totally.
Shame in it.
There's no shame in it at all.
Good,
but
good.
If someone says, oh, can I have the recipe? Then
well, yeah,
you
have to give it up. Yeah, you have to give it up.
Aisle 17
is
ShopRite.
Then you have to come clean,
right. Yeah. I don't think you should. To me, I don't think you should pass off that it was homemade to begin with. Just say, "Oh, like I've not for Thanksgiving, but I've brought like chocolate cake from Wegmans, which is elite."
But why bring it up unless somebody asks?
Well,
no, the people will then want to buy it. They'll say, "Oh, like oh, where'd you get the? What was the chocolate? Oh, I got it from Wegmans." So now they know if they ever want to get that.
Gatekeep it.
This is funny. So we didn't find out until years later that my grandmother's sister from my great aunt. Had been passing off these brownies as her own. Meanwhile, she'd been making them out of like the Duncan Hines box the whole time.
That's kind of like a Phoebe Buffay with the long chocolate chip cookie recipe from that was passed down in her family. Turns out it was just the back of a Nestle, you know, chocolate chip bag.
Yeah, I don't watch Friends, but
she shot that down quick.
It was such a big family like scandal.
But do you guys ever do you ever ask for recipes? EJ, you might.
Yeah, I mean, I cook a little bit. I don't know if I've asked for a recipe.
I wouldn't even know how to say, hey, can I have the recipe?
I don't think I've ever done that. I mean, I asked my mom for recipes. Like, if something that I know she makes well, like, I was asking for, like, how to make her ribs. Like, that's the main thing.
You can make ribs?
Yeah.
Oh, they're good.
Well, I know you can, Maggie. I'm saying EJ can.
Yeah, I can make ribs. Ooh. I've done it a couple of times, and they've always come out great. My mom's ribs are phenomenal. So it's a long process, but...
Hey, I can make a phenomenal air fried chicken.
Manny meal preps all the time.
I do. That's how I lost all that weight, Pearl. Thank you for the compliment earlier this morning. But yeah, I just meal prep chicken, and I made a pepperoni bagel bites on Sunday. Very delicious.
Ooh, I got to get the recipe for that.
I will send...
I think it's all in the name.
Hey,
bagel,
where,
pepperoni
bites. You know where I got it? TikTok, brother. That's where you get the recipes from.
So how hard is everyone going to go tomorrow?
Again, I'm waking up at noon tomorrow.
You have Thanksgiving Eve. You got to go out tonight. You're a young person.
Yeah.
That's true.
Thanksgiving Eve used to be the night.
That's the night, yeah.
I'm sure Manny has got huge plans.
The Knicks play tonight. Yeah, they play the...
They play the Hornets. That's a basketball schedule.
I think that's an NBA Cup game,
That's a Cup game. Get in line, you guys.
Manny, go out to the bars where your high school... Everyone's going to be back.
God, that sounds
actually, you're
awful.
A little, you're probably old for that now.
Yeah, I'm not 20 years old. I'm 27. Some of these people are married now and have better lives than I do. Why would I want to be associated with
you
that?
You could find your wife.
Yeah, counterpoint.
Find my wife. They're all married. Did you just hear what I said?
No, counterpoint. There are going to be some people who are not married, and they're only there for always. And they're there for one reason. So
I'm good on Westchester.
We're going to the Islanders game tonight, the four of us.
Hell yeah.
And then football all day tomorrow, football and food.
Sounds lovely.
Solid plan.
Can I come, Shorts?
What?
Can I come?
To the Islander game or to my house?
Both.
I don't have an extra ticket for you, but you're welcome to come to the house.
All right.
Do you want to come to my class? I'm teaching today. So.
Absolutely not.
Manny, you could probably get a t-shirt if you go with Schwartz.
Yeah.
I'll go to a Westchester Knicks game and grab one.
Yeah, they're throwing out t-shirts all over the place at these games.
Why are you so dismissive of coming to my class?
I don't, because I have a degree, bro. I'm done.
I do not have a master's degree.
I'm good with the, what do I have?
Secondary,
with the bachelor's, bro.
Secondary education?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
I could see Manny walking out of college, graduating, getting the diploma, and be like, I am never stepping back on
that
this campus again.
That is literally what I did. I hated school my entire life. I got my BA later than I was supposed to because, again, I hate school. And I said, I'm never, never, ever doing
this
again.
You're done. You did it.
Yeah. We went to the same college.
We did.
Yeah, Buffalo State, right?
Buffalo State.
Go Bengals.
Yeah.
Arr.
How's that football team doing?
They
not
suck.
Good. They
oh,
stink.
My God. Might be worse than the Sabres.
Wait, Buffalo is different than Buffalo State.
Yes. Correct. Yes. University of Buffalo, yeah. And then there's Buffalo State College, which is now Buffalo State University.
Got it.
Go Bengals.
And they had that tall quarterback. That was University of Buffalo.
That was University of Buffalo.
Yeah. Tyree Johnson, right?
Buffalo State recruited my son, and I said, you want to win? I mean, it'd be nice if you want to go there. Oh, wow. Like, I went there, but like you're going to win?
We're like 1-9.
You like to win.
We went. We were on. We had the longest NCAA losing streak in college football.
I thought UMass had that.
No, we had lost active at one point. Yeah. It was like 26 in a row that we had lost. We'd lost every game in 2019 or lost the final five games. We didn't have a 2020 season and then went winless for two seasons. Go Bengals.
Yeah.
Randy Smith, though. Clippers
Randy
legend.
Randy Smith, yep.
Oh,
yeah, right. Buffalo State. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Hall of Famer? Maybe not.
Yeah, Buffalo State Hall of Famer.
Buffalo State right. Hall of Famer.
What's the bar to get in that fine place? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476.
Got a plaque right by the sports arena.
All right.
The second best player ever to play for the Buffalo Braves, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Behind the great Bob McAdoo, of course.
Of course. Speaking of old things, you can vote right now.
Packers.
Maggie Perloff, King of the Mountain, exactly where I was going. The 85 Bears are the current King of the Mountain in our quest to find the greatest NFL team of all time. Today's challenger, the 1966 Green Bay Packers. So all you Bart Starr fans, Vince Lombardi fans, jump on board. You can vote at Maggie and Pearl. Coming up next, is it possible that we have not seen the last of Texas when it comes to the college football playoff? We'll explain it all next. M&P.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, no. Manny, now you're rubbing it in. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Manny's playing Christmas music to Maggie's chagrin. All right, you can turn it down. So I put out a social media post last night. I was angry because my Texas Longhorns, I don't know how they become my Texas Longhorns, fell below Michigan because Michigan beat Maryland and jumped them, even though Texas scored 52 points against Arkansas. I have no idea. So the committee is setting up. They don't want a situation where Texas beats A&M and Michigan beats Ohio State. They want Michigan in, which totally baffles me because Michigan is not even good this year, and they haven't beaten anybody. Of course they haven't beat anyone. They're in the Big Ten. Where Texas, if they beat A&M, that'll be three wins over top 10 teams, Vanderbilt, Oklahoma, and then A&M. I think people are going to be really mad about this one. I think Texas has a right to be mad, and they're going to be like, we're never scheduling anyone again. They should just take that Ohio State loss off and say they are a two-loss SEC team and compare them to all the other ones. Then they would be in. That's how I would do it, but I don't think Texas has a chance.
Well, Pearl, I mean, I have the exact scenario of how Texas can get into the college football playoff. It's really quite easy when you think about it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
They just need to beat Texas A&M, Tennessee beats Vanderbilt, Auburn beats Alabama, Pitt beats Miami, Kansas beats Utah, UCF beats BYU, and then everything else is to go chalk.
Oh, that's simple.
But no, I think that
happens, you're gravy.
I think they could jump Miami. I know we'd argue that. I mean, depends. That's going to be tough, but I still think like they should beat all those teams. I mean, almost everyone you mentioned, like what are the wins on their resumes? Miami has Notre Dame, so that's one thing. But generally, nobody's beaten anybody out of that group.
Well, Alabama.
Bama's not going to lose. But I definitely think that there's going to be the 9-10 teams are not going to have the resume. Notre Dame doesn't have. What's their win?
I don't know. USC, but now USC's falling apart.
Yeah, I think Texas is probably out.
No, they're definitely out. I mean, I'm clearly joking around. I don't understand why we have to twist or turn, though, to even pretend that Texas is a really good team.
Bob, three wins over top 10 teams.
But they haven't had that third win yet. You're talking about if they beat
A&M.
It would be a big deal. Listen, anyone who beats anyone in the top five in the last bit of the season here, yeah, I think it'd be a huge deal. This is why if Michigan beats Ohio State, they beat the number one team in the country.
Then Michigan's probably in.
They might be.
Yeah.
I think they would weight that so heavily.
So the third loss is what's going to kill Texas. And it's because they went to Ohio State in the beginning of the season. And next year, Ohio State comes to them. But still, like, why would any idiotic AD let that be on your schedule? It's just stupid now.
Well, it's almost like you're pretending that Texas didn't lose to Florida, though.
Yeah, but if they didn't have that loss, a two-loss Texas team is definitely in. I mean, why would a two-loss Oklahoma team be in?
Because
they beat Alabama.
They beat Alabama. Yeah, that's why they were not in until that.
Right.
888-710-4ISN. And you could say, even though Texas thoroughly beat Oklahoma, it was John Mateer's first game back after the thumb.
Yeah, he clearly wasn't right.
But you guys think that Texas, with two losses, including a win over A&M, would not be in the tournament? No way. Of course they would.
I think we'd be having a tooth and nail fight with now Texas, Miami, Notre Dame. I think we'd be having a real fight about who should be those last teams. Because to me, like, Miami hasn't won over Notre Dame. Notre Dame doesn't have any good wins, but they've won 10 in a row. And Texas would have, I guess in theory, let's say this first game was not against Ohio State, but it was against, like, you know, nothing university. All right, they'd have one good win against Texas A&M, and then a win against Vandy, who's fallen a little bit, and then a loss to Florida. That would be by far the worst loss on anybody's schedule. Miami destroyed Florida.
Alabama. I mean, they would probably pass Alabama, even though they have one. Because Alabama lost to Florida State. Yeah.
Florida's worse than Florida State, which I think is saying a lot, I think.
Yeah, but Alabama it'd be hard for them. I mean, they lost to Oklahoma. I think Texas with two losses would be a no-brainer. Because you see Oklahoma and Alabama keep getting love.
Then I hate to do this, but then I do the eye test. Does Texas look as good as Alabama?
Well, in this scenario, they have to beat A&M. And yeah, Alabama looks pretty bad lately, right? I mean, they had two bad games in a row. The LSU, they looked awful. That was not a good game.
I mean, they lost to Oklahoma barely.
Yeah, their offense is
slowed. Yeah, Oklahoma's offense didn't move the ball at all. It was a defensive performance, and it was a defensive turnover. That was not like, oh, they got crushed by OU.
No way. 888-710-4ISN. So reacting to the college football playoff rankings, obviously got all the NFL tomorrow, Black Friday, but you've got a lot of college rivalry games to finish out the regular season. Peter Schwartz is with us this morning. Hey, Peter.
Good morning, and this report is sponsored by Skechers. Watch the Skechers World Champions Cup this December 4th 5th and 7th on ABC and ESPN. Latest college football rankings unveiled yesterday, and the top five unchanged: Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Georgia, and Texas Tech. Then comes the change. Up to number 6 is Oregon. Down to number 7 is Ole Miss. And then you have Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and Alabama rounding out the top 10. Colorado State reportedly to name UConn coach Jim Mora as their new head coach. Mora coming off back-to-back 9-win seasons at UConn. From the NFL, the Bills have signed veteran wide receiver Brandon Cooks.
Playoffs?
The Bills signed veteran wide receiver Brandon Cooks, who was waived by the Saints on Saturday. Now to the NBA. Lakers win their 5th in a row, beat the Clippers 135-118. Luka Doncic, 43 points, 13 assists, 9 rebounds. LeBron James chipping in with 25. Austin Reeves had 31 and pulled down 9 boards. He loves playing with Luka and LeBron.
Luka and LeBron are obviously, you know, two of the best players to ever touch a basketball. And if you're in the right spot at the right time with the system that we have, it's going to put you in good positions to be successful. So it becomes easy. It's not easy, but it becomes easy when we do the right things.
Lakers clinched their group in NBA Cup play, and you know the NBA Cup is a big deal when the cup was just on Good Morning America for some reason on their set.
Yeah, respect it.
That's ABC, Disney, ESPN doing work here. Did you guys see that Luka was complaining about the court? He thought, you know, the NBA Cup courts are different, you know?
Wacky.
Yeah, they're like color blocked and whatever. Luka said, it's slippery, it's dangerous. I slipped a lot of times. You could see a lot of players slipped, and that's dangerous, man. That's the first time I've heard that.
Do they give you like 3D glasses if you go to the game that you have all that bright stuff on the floor?
Yeah, it should just be the same wood. They don't paint the floor.
That's what he said. This is Luka. It's dangerous.
It looks like a 2K court. You can customize your courts in 2K just like that, and it literally looks like a 2K court, and it makes me very, very nauseous. Did you see Chris Dunn go up on Luka Doncic too? He pressed him.
Yeah, I did.
Chris Dunn put the ball right into Luka's chest, and it kind of pushed him back a little bit. Jackson Hayes came
Jackson
to
Hayes took a tee for him.
Yeah, yeah.
I look at those NBA Cup courts. I think of the Pittsburgh Pisces.
Fitz Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I've never actually seen that.
You've
movie.
Never seen it?
No, what? I know that. Is Bernard King's in it? Yeah. Dr. J is in it.
Dr. J is in it. Marv Albert is one of the announcers.
Gabe Kaplan.
Yeah. I'm familiar with it. I know it exists, but I've never actually
Fast
seen
Break.
It.
Oh, that was the other one?
That was Fast Break.
Oh,
that was like a high school team. I don't know that one.
He coaches a high school team.
Which one is Jonathan Winters in? Or neither?
Jonathan Winters is in Fish to Say Pittsburgh.
Got it. That one was stupid. Fast Break, they tried a little bit. Of course, Semi Pro is the ultimate.
That's cinema.
Now to Orlando.
Franz gets it over to Bain. Jab step. He'll try a 3 over Drummond. That is up and good. And Andre Drummond on the perimeter is not working for Nick Nurse right now, as Orlando has gotten red hot from 3-point range. Now 7 of 17.
Jake Chapman, Magic Radio, Magic over the Sixers, 144-103. Do you remember the song from Fish That Saved Pittsburgh?
I've never seen it.
Want me to sing it?
Yeah.
The fish. It's the fish that saved Pittsburgh. Whoa, whoa. It's the fish that saved Pittsburgh. I can't get that song out of my head now. I don't know the rest of that one.
What am I looking up?
You're looking up the theme song from the Fish Saved Pittsburgh. Pay attention.
You know the.
I am paying attention. What are you guys talking about? You guys are talking about movies from when the 1966 Packers were playing.
You know what song? The greatest theme song from the 70s sports movie, of course, is Slapshot's theme song. You know that one, Peter? Can you give it that?
Yeah, it's the song that the Take Me Back to Where We Started From.
Yeah, let's hear it.
You don't want me singing that one.
Oh, come on.
But we loved it when you sang the Fish That Saved Pittsburgh song.
We were dying for that.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Slapshot.
Wait, is Slapshot the best song?
Oh, yeah. For a 70s movie? Bads. Well, that was a great movie, but right for a 70s sports
where
movie,
we
yeah.
Started from that one doesn't come to me.
To me, the best. I mean, it's not a 70s.
It seems like you want to sing it.
Well, I love hearing Schwartz sing.
It's
like
not a 70s song, but the best song is "We're the Members of the All-American League Who Come from Cities Near and Far."
Oh, it's 80s, though, right?
I guess, yeah. Maybe no, the early 90s. Maybe like 92.
League of Their Own.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're all for one. You're All-American.
It's a great movie.
Awesome. I think that's a sort of a different bucket, though, than 70s.
Gotcha. You meant just all sports movies. But if you go 70s, then I guess, yeah.
All sports movies. Then you got to get into James Brown for Rocky IV. That's one of my favorites.
Does that count? Because that's like a real singer. That's like a real performer. I thought you had to be like a song literally like from the movie.
Oh, made for
like
the movie.
Made up for the movie.
Oh,
like,
no.
Living was in America, it coming to was that made for Rocky IV?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
That was Brown, the best.
Did he do it anywhere else? Maybe I'm, was that a
probably
song before?
At his tours for the next 30 years.
Was the best soundtrack of all the Rocky movies, was Rocky IV.
I agree.
That's your favorite,
what?
Right?
Yeah, Hearts on
best
Fire.
Best soundtrack. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That
so
was
good.
Wasn't the best of the movie.
It's not, it's maybe not the best. Well, it's also maybe not the best individual song. I think Eye of the Tiger, but I'm an 80s person. Like,
well, Eye of the Tiger is more from the third one.
Yeah. But I think Eye of the Tiger is the best individual song of all the Rockies, but I think Rocky IV has the best soundtrack.
Overall. No Easy Way Out is
that crazy. Rocky IV, No Easy Way.
Such a good song.
Yeah.
I think you can also get into the whole Karate Kid genre for songs, too.
Yeah, the Best Around is a great song.
Yeah, so this is next week's great debate. What sports movie has the best song?
I told you, Ralph Macchio. We were talking about Jumbotrons earlier and getting put on the big screen when you're at a sporting event. Ralph Macchio once told our friend John Wertheim in an article for Sports Illustrated, he knows that when he goes to a sporting event and all of a sudden he hears, "You're the best around," that's his cue. He knows he's on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, he's at Islander games all the time.
Do they play it?
Oh, yeah, all the time. He's always in the owner's suite or he's out in seats, wherever it is, and they start playing it and they show the clip of the movie on the video screen. And there he's a huge Islander fan.
He's lucky, too, because Ralph Macchio, who played Karate Kid, still looks kind of like he's got a young look.
Yeah.
Because you imagine they threw a clip up there of any of us from 30 years ago and then now.
He
still kind of looks like himself.
Nicest guy in the world. I met my wife and I. My wife and I met him and his wife. We were at an Islander game in the suite, and they were there. And his wife lost a ring.
Oh God!
Ring falls off, and we're watching the game against the Bruins. It's 2-2 in the third period. Now his wife is making him go under all the seats looking for the ring and everything, and he's like, "Sweetheart, it's 2-2 in the third period. I'll buy you another ring."
Wow.
And she's like going all crazy. So my kids are in the front row, and I said, "Ralph, you want my two utes to help you look for the ring?"
No.
You would wait your whole life to say
that. Did you really say
that? I swear to God, my wife looked at me like, "How stupid are you?" He looked up and looked at me. He just started laughing. He thought it was funny. He found the ring.
Wow, good.
Not with the help of the two utes, but he did find the ring.
He is a nice guy.
Did you find the song, Manny?
I think I did.
And three, two, and a one.
This is the theme song from The Fish
That Saved Pittsburgh. From The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, yep.
Wow, that's funky.
That's the right one, right?
Yeah. It takes a while for words to start.
Manny, who did that song, did they say?
By Tom Bell Orchestra / Bell and James, 1979.
Man.
I thought that was George Clinton. It sounds so funny.
A little bit. I was like, man, how much cocaine went into the making of that song? No allegations or anything, just a question.
Cocaine, LSD.
Wow, that's like drinking the 70s with a spoon.
Yeah.
And that's not usually the type of music I like to listen to, but for whatever reason, I love that movie and I love that song. So, and I start hearing it, I can't get it out of my head.
It reminds me a little of the 76ers theme song.
Yeah, I mean, same era.
Same
that was
era,
in 75. You can hear, I don't know what that synthesizer is, but you can tell in 2 seconds. Yeah, oh my God, same thing.
It's all coming out of the same factory or something.
Must be a Pennsylvania thing.
Music was good then. That was a good era of music. There were a lot of because you're basically hearing it now in every rap song. I keep telling EJ that. They knew what they were doing back then.
888-710-4ISN. Schwartz, thanks so much. Coming up, we have a lot to do, including Diana Russini with some new details on what's going on with the Raiders. Get that to you next, M&P.
It's October baseball, baby.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I will never run a marathon. I know this. But if I ever was to, I think I'd put only like sports theme songs on it. Easy Way Out, most of the Rocky stuff, maybe something from, I don't know, was it Fish That Saved Pittsburgh that we were just talking about with Peter Schwartz in the last segment?
What is it? Is that the scene where he's got the log on his shoulders?
No.
So no, that's Hearts on Fire.
No, this is the scene that he said going to work out. I think this is the scene when you have a tough time and you just go for a long drive. This is the song you put on because this is where Rocky, when Adrian says, "You can't win." And he's like, "Oh, word? All right." So he gets into the whip and just drives off thinking about Apollo, thinking about everything he's been through.
Oh, and his flashbacks.
And, and he got the, "There's no easy way out."
They showed him running on the beach with Apollo.
Yeah, all the flashbacks. Oh, man. Chills.
I know. That's funny. I don't think of that as a car song, but you're right. It was in the movie. Before we get to the news item that Diana Rossini has about the Las Vegas Raiders and Tom Brady, first, Richie is in Queens. Morning, Richie. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Same to you, Richie. Hope all's well with your loved ones.
Yeah, everything's your mom. Mom's going to be 100, Mag. We've talked about it in the past. She'll be 100 in January, so we're going to probably take her to another Knick game. We took her for a 98, and thank God she's still kicking. And
that's great.
She's doing really, well. The six of us are planning that, my siblings. And, you know, you guys are talking
God bless.
About movies.
That's great.
And a great soundtrack to me was Rudy. I thought that was so emotional and so uplifting. Mm. I thought that movie was so well done. So, but there's so many great ones. Hey, guys, you know, you touched on the college, and Boomer touched on it this morning. It is so depressing. I remember Mike Francesa 7 years ago saying that the athletes had to get paid. Maybe give them a deferred 401k for their retirement, whatever. And what's happened in the last 5 years is mind-boggling. This Kiffin thing is horrendous. Here they are going to be in the college playoffs.
Yep.
Going to make a decision. Is he fired? Is he gone? And I understand the NIL and the kids do well, but I just think it could be a detriment to them. It's lost all the values, all the friendships. Everybody talked about, wow, I love going to college. And now it's all about money from the time they're 17 and 18. It's very depressing. But on a higher note, I am so looking forward, Meg and Andrew, to these games on Thanksgiving. I mean, this is the biggest Dallas game in years for them, obviously. And, you know, when I think of Green Bay, and I'm going to give my age up, I'm 78, I think of 1962 with the Packers and the Lions, and I don't know, it was called the game of the century at that time. It was when the Detroit had one win, and they sacked Bart Starr, who were the champions that year, Green Bay. They, Alex Karras and Bob Brown, they had 9 sacks. So I go, that is such a vintage game on Thanksgiving for me. So to have those two teams, and everything is a playoff implication. So I think Dallas has got to split the next two and then run the table. I think 10 wins. But there's no real clear cut unless you look at the Rams. I mean, to me, they could be the best team in football. There's no real definitive team to say they are the team to beat.
Well, we thought it might have been Perloff's Eagles had the best defense, but now the Eagles got the Cowboys came back on them the other day. Richie, God bless your mom. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for calling. Have a great holiday. 100 years old, still wants to go to Knicks games. The Knicks haven't killed her by now. Nothing will. Okay, so let's do the NFL first. Richie's right. No duds. Yeah. You know, well, usually I mean, we get like a backup quarterback or something in one of these games, or one that kind of just doesn't mean anything. All three, Packers, Lions, Chiefs, Cowboys, and even Bengals, Ravens, all have something on the line.
It's no 1962 Lions, Packers. Wow. Let's start there.
That was the game of the century.
Game of the century.
I got to be honest, and it's more a reflection of the Ravens. Like, has anyone enjoyed watching the Ravens this year? I can barely stomach them, and I don't even know why. There's just something desperately wrong with this team.
But we don't give them the same thing we're doing with the Chiefs, which is, but they're going to be there at the end. Like, no one's even giving them the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs. It's like, I don't know. The Ravens feel oddly irrelevant this year.
Yeah. I don't know. The Chiefs, even in this downfall, have been kind of fun. The Ravens just are not fun. It feels like they're gutting their way through it. Derrick Henry doesn't look the same. Lamar obviously doesn't look the same. The defense, you never know. Their last five wins have been the Jets, the Browns, the Minnesota Vikings. They killed the Dolphins, and they beat the Bears at a game where Snoop Huntley went fire. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know who they are. I don't have the slightest clue how they match up against the elite in the AFC.
Teased it before. I want to get to it. Diana Rossini with a news nugget here about the Raiders. So we know that Greg Olson, not the broadcaster, the other guy, is going to take over as the offensive coordinator in Vegas after they fired Chip Kelly.
What's your name?
G-Reg.
Oh, don't play the next line. Apparently, Tom Brady, guys, according to Diana, was a big advocate of bringing Chip Kelly in to run the Raiders' offense. He's shared with people close to him his disappointment in the team's overall performance, and his frustrations go beyond the offense, which makes me think that Pete Carroll could be staunchly in the crosshairs here. And everyone should be in the crosshairs. They're a two-win football team. I mean, they suck. But the fact that Tom Brady was the one who wanted to bring in Chip Kelly or was a big advocate is kind of interesting.
Yeah, should ask me and EJ. We were massive Chip Kelly haters. Even if they won, even if they won it all, they still were too conservative against Notre Dame and finally had to open it up at the end of the game. You know, I didn't get the
You're
Chip
talking
Kelly.
About Chip Kelly was at Ohio State.
Chip Kelly at Ohio State, yeah. That's when EJ and I started our rivalry with Chip Kelly. Yeah, I didn't totally get the hire in the first place, and how you matched him with Geno Smith, which was a new match, as far as I know. It didn't make any sense. So I kind of like what you just said, though. Do you think this is setting up to fire Pete Carroll? Which, let's face it, I know this was a noble idea to bring in Pete Carroll and teach a winning culture. It didn't happen. There's no reason to extend it to year two.
Well, I guess here's the real thing. What has Tom Brady done for this Raiders team so far that's been good?
Well, we
don't know. There are two-win football teams, so obviously there's not a lot of positivity there. But
what has he actually done?
Well, I don't know. We've heard that he was an advocate for Chip Kelly. We saw him sitting in the booth with the headset on. We know that, you know, he did not want Sam Darnold. That was clear. We're not sure if he had any hand in Shador. All we know, them passing on Shador, all we know is that Antonio Pierce said they were very into Shador, and then all of a sudden they weren't. Now, that could have just been the GM. I don't know. But what has Tom Brady done to help this team as a minority owner?
Nothing. And there's nothing he's going to be able to do. This team has Mark Davis as their owner. Nothing's going to change. John Brady.
But these are football decisions that are tanking them, not other things.
Yeah, but they've been making bad football decisions for 25 years.
I know, and I thought Tom Brady was going to actually bring some smarts to this whole thing. But it doesn't look like he could do this any better than anyone else. Which is interesting. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Coming up, we preview every game in 60 seconds or less.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.